everybody, this is Griffin McElroy.
Welcome. Stealth game of trying to retrieve the sex toy you left out in the bathroom before your roommates find it.
They're just doing it?
Griffin, you said before we started recording that you weren't going to let me, we didn't have time for me to go pick suggestions, so I'm just going for the first one I see, and I'm just going to yell it out.
But cool, sometimes we like talk for like a second to like sort of establish an environment to like let people know like, hey, this is a safe space, and we're about to have just some very random fun in here. And it sounds like you just want to like hop right into work, and I'm fine with that. Like, I'll be diligent, but
we got a short time.
We got
frame,
a short
Griffin,
little guy.
To dance
you're right.
Around in. We gotta hop right into the meat.
No more fiddly farts. Give me the suggestion again, maestro.
This is a no bullshit, all killer, no filler.
What's your name, though?
Inc. I'm Nick Robinson, and you're Griffin McElroy, and today we're talking about. I don't even know where it is.
I think it was a stealth game where you had to get a sex
game of trying. Booty Slime says, stealth game of trying to retrieve the sex toy you left out in the bathroom before your roommates find it. Now, Griffin, it is possible that I panicked and I just said the first idea I saw.
Okay.
But let's explore it anyway.
What I like about this is Booty Slime could be, I mean, they would definitely get, I think, an executive producer credit. But yeah. I think they would also get like a weird sort of credit that you don't usually get when you're involved with an entertainment product. And that is that we would make your name the fucking title of the project.
All right. Yeah. Welcome to our game, Booty Slime. It's a stealth action adventure where you got to go into the restroom and retrieve your
toy. Is your roommate in the restroom?
No, because you got to get it before your roommates find it. Now, that
well,
implies-
you may, you're, it may be a discreet sex toy. Not like one of these dino knobs that you sent me that one time, because I think you walk into.
I want to word that carefully because people are going to think I actually sent you an order in the mail from BadDragon.com.
You sent me a batch of knobs. I could walk into the opening room of the Smithsonian, and the dino knob could be on the third floor men's restroom, and I'd be like, "There's a sex toy in here."
I actually like the idea of you being in the Smithsonian, finding a huge dinosaur dick, and then walking back up to like the T-Rex skeleton section of the museum, being like, hey, I think you dropped this. This is supposed to be attached to this.
But then something falls on my head, and I wake up, and it's nighttime, and Ben Stiller's there, and he's like, don't move, and the living dinosaur penis, which is going to be voiced
by... Oh my god,
by...
Night at the Bad Dragon Museum, Griffin. This is our idea.
No, it's not. it's definitely not. This is a fun game, and again, this could be like one of those real-world meat space fault games that you play. You could play this right now. We don't need to develop this for you. Go get out your zipper or your zapper or your holy moly.
Get your diddle sticks.
Holy moly is the best name for a sex toy. TM, 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 TM. How about this one? And I just said, how about this one without looking at Twitter? Because we are really, really,
we're trying to speed run this episode. Griffin, just say how about this one, and then look at something in your room and make up a name and make up a suggestion.
How about this one from
Wall?
Soundproof baffling. No, I'm going way back. I'm in August 18th right now. Nope.
Oh my god, I don't think we ever did this one. It's pretty good.
Okay, hit me. I just found one though.
Okay, you go.
Here's one from Death Crab for Cutie, Pork Chop Buns on Twitter. And it's a picture of, I think, an apron, a black apron. And it has the Applebee's logo on it. And then underneath the Applebee's logo, it says Journey to Greatness.
Do you think this is a licensed item?
I think you probably wear this when you have to go to the Applebee's training facility,
right?
And get you know, it, maybe you're one of the Applebee's reserves, and you go to this like 6-week training course every weekend and learn how to, you know, how to fry a steak or whatever up. And I know we did Olive Garden stuff last week.
Is this the title of the game, by the way?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Applebee's
: Journey to Greatness.
That's very good.
And I think it would be, I mean, very Chex Quest. And I think turn-based role-playing game. And what we're going to have is the lead star is the apple, of course.
Ooh.
And
maybe this is low-hanging fruit, but I think all the achievements are obviously going to be flair.
I think the achievements would be flair. I'm still thinking about characters because I think there could be a lot of characters.
Who do you have besides the apple?
Well, I mean, all the great Applebee's treats. They do a lot of desserts served in shot glasses. They do beers that are about 40 ounces. They have steak that they just put everything on, dude. Blue cheese, shrimpies.
Did I tell you I went to the Applebee's in your hometown?
In Huntington?
Yeah, was it an
Applebee's? Oh, for Candle Nights?
Yeah.
Bro, how was it? What'd you get?
So, we ordered...
First of all, was it slammed?
It was not super slammed. Okay. I was there with my younger brother, and we ordered potatoes of some kind. I think we ordered baked potatoes and steak. And the guy came back and was like, "Oh, we're out of the you don't want the potatoes." And I was like, "Why?" And he's like, "Oh, they're moldy." It just was very striking to me that, like, instead of just saying, "Oh, we're out of potatoes," he revealed to me, he really parted the kimono and showed me.
Yeah,
he was like, "Our potatoes are moldy. We have a moldy potato problem."
That's West Virginia, though. We're not gonna do you dirty. Like, we take potatoes very, very seriously, and we
apparently
are
not
gonna do you dirty. Well. Listen, Pobody's nerfing. Like, what would you rather have there? Just them saying, like, we're out of potatoes and lie to you? Okay, yeah.
I don't need to know about the mold sitch that they got back there at the Huntington, West Virginia Applebee's. And then the steak was, like, had a kind of a blood factor of about 3X. Oh,
Jesus. What's your fucking Venmo name? I'll send, because this happened in my hometown. This was my turf, and I owe you. I'm gonna pay you back for however much you spent on this dinner.
Okay. Well, I can go into my credit card history here.
Yeah.
And because this is the only time in my life I think I've ever paid money at an Applebee's.
So you just
it'll
Google
be really
search.
Easy for me to narrow it down. So don't worry about that.
Okay. I found you on Venmo.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Let me get you an exact number here. And I am going to ask that you kind of round up because there's been a lot of time that's passed since.
That's fine.
The
I'll need you to send me a W-9.
Okay. Apple, not Apple Store. Applebee's. You guys have an Applebee's, right? I'm not making that up.
Yeah, bro. It's the best bees there was.
I'm going to.
Did you dream this experience? Did you make up this story because, like, you're trying to talk shit about my home? I grew up in an Applebee's on 3rd Avenue in Huntington.
I'm going to December 22nd, 2014. We're going all the way back.
That's about when it would have been.
Yeah.
I'm just going to send you... How much do you... You can't find it. You tell me how much you think it costs. Now it's a trust exercise.
We did get milkshakes.
All right. One milkshake each?
One milkshake each.
All right. Those were probably about $8 a pop, so we'll take it to 16.
I had a Bud Light. So let's just say a cool hundo.
$100?
Yeah, that's how I remember it.
Okay. All right. Griffin, now that we've squashed that beef, now that you're gonna stop fucking telling tales out of school about
you sent me a dollar and it says stop making shit up.
Yeah. Yeah. If you tell 99 more lies, you'll be refunded the full price of this imaginary dinner you didn't fucking eat.
It was bad.
Give me a suggestion. You had a good one earlier.
Oh golly, I did. Yeah. Worst birthday suggests Rainbow Six, but instead of counterterrorism, you're planning a surprise party.
Okay, we're talking like Rainbow Six Siege, so it's like you have a floor plan of the house and you smash in through the roof.
You pick your entry location for the surprise party,
and
you're
going
to position your troops all around. You can shoot through walls. Well, that doesn't seem very helpful for the birthday part, though, does it?
You shoot 5 men to win the game.
Mm-hmm. You surprise 5 men.
You surprise 5. Happy surprise! So
in each room, instead of a hostage, there's someone whose birthday it is, and you gotta bust in and surprise them.
What's the like other team doing though?
Well, I'm trying to think in terms of real surprise parties. Like at every surprise party, there's always one person who's like running a little late, and you're kind of worried that they're gonna get there before the victim does. And victim is the right word for a surprise party because nobody enjoys it happening to them. It's not a good experience.
I was a surpriser of a surprise party. I've both been surprised and been the surpriser. And it was like our neighbor who we were friends with. And she was throwing a surprise party for her roommate who we were also friends with. And there were like a bunch of people over there. And we knew that they were on their way. So we had the lights all turned out and we're like hiding in the living room. Ready to jump out and surprise her roommate. Her fucking roommate climbed up the fire escape of the kitchen and climbed into the window and surprised us. And in the moment, we were all like, oh, you really got us. And right. Now looking back, I'm like, it's maybe the fucking shittiest thing you could possibly do to another person.
Yeah.
Is when they've got this surprise party primed and ready to spring that they've been planning for probably years.
Right.
And then you twist it and turn it on them.
You surprise the surprise. Yeah. Like, why? Don't make this about you, first of all. Like, don't make this about you surprising us. That's not the point of this.
I would like to get some Uplay points, though. So, I think, because Ubisoft makes Rainbow Six games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Would there still be bombs in this game?
Rayman be there?
Would Rayman be in the game is another great question. There could be a man named Raymond.
Okay.
And maybe it's his birthday every time.
So, basically, the game would be called Raymond Fiesta. That was a Rayman Fiesta joke. It's available now on iOS and on the Android App Store. It's free to start, and if you want to unlock the later stages, it's just a quick microtransaction.
Is that the good game?
Yeah, it's a good game. That's the one that's a lot. It actually almost reminds me of the game Nintendo's made, of Super Mario Run.
Runtime. Yeah.
That one, just a one button platformer situation.
Here's one from somebody. Really scraping the bottom here.
Don't say that.
Really, every idea for no, fucking trash right
they're
now.
All every idea is sacred. Every idea is good. Even this one, BattleBots Tea Party by TL072CN.
Oh, this is the thing. Maybe we don't look at our favorites. Maybe we just go into the most recent pile. Oh, here's one from Jennifer Cole who says, Best Adult XXX, Richmond Hill, Old P-Word Exam, Cool Games Inc., hashtag hottest, hashtag team follow, but not on a dating show.
Did you just censor the word penis for me?
No, it's the other one.
I don't know that one. That's, oh, I do know that one.
You do know that one, though,
I've
my
heard
man.
That one, yeah.
So you're in Richmond Hill and you have to do an exam on an old P word? That doesn't seem like a good game that we talk about.
Doesn't seem like we should even talk about it. I don't think we should even talk about talking about it.
Rain One says, I still don't know if Cool Games Inc. is a podcast, a video series, or both.
Okay, so we got a messaging problem.
So that can't be a game, but it's just mostly us saying... Matthew Subisowski says, please bring Mark Cerny on the show just to read game titles.
That would be nice. That'd be a fun cameo.
I would just listen to that man speak softly. You mentioned that you want private Cerny ASMR vids.
I do. Yeah, I would love that.
I might actually have an interview that I recorded with him one time, and the mic was pretty close to his mouth. So
We could rework that. That's allowed. Yeah, here's one thing we should talk about. Almost every single at reply we've gotten on the Cool Games Inc. Twitter for the past, I'm gonna say, 9 days has been that Doom mod where it's Tim Allen doing Tim Allen grunts for every single sound effect and every texture is Tim Allen.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a load of those. I just want to acknowledge publicly that we have seen that and we've consumed it, and you can stop sending it to
us. Very good.
It's very powerful stuff.
I'm just looking for an idea and not like
someone saying, some sort I of found a Chex Quest forum.
Or some sort of hashtag fuck goblin.
Oh, for people who maybe skipped an episode or something, should we point out that you're talking about these sexed bots that have invaded the Cool Games Inc. hashtag? We're really not invaded. They've invaded and then...
I feel like we may be invading their hashtag. Like maybe right. We encroached on a hashtag, and maybe Cool Games Inc. is some sort of like obscure... like sex forum or something like that, that we right. like took the name of.
Oh, what would that stand for then?
I don't think it's a lot of letters to stand for.
No, I think it's an acronym. It's
come on,
or ladies, guys, and me. It's sex,
sex,
sex in new
Campshire.
New Hampshire, my favorite state.
Are we out of ideas?
No, we never run out of ideas. The font is endless. Are we out of good ideas? That's a different question. Gary Busey is trying to assassinate you. That's all right. Nina Freeman says Shrek Olympics, which I think
would have worked last week, where we definitely forget to put Shrek in.
Yep. Well, she also says make dinner for Shrek.
Well, okay, then we could have, that could have been very, yeah, okay, let's do a quick, should we just redo last week's?
Where we forgot to
do the cooking one, the Studio Ghibli food eating game, but like Shrek is at your table and he's like, what's up?
Mm-hmm, I like that. Actually, I gotta be honest, the Olympics thing, I'm just picturing all the stuff from Mario and Sonic the Olympic Games, but like Shrek holding those two wands, doing that spinning around dancing thing.
Yeah. A lot of quotes, which is confusing me.
Tetris. No, he did that. Here's one that I really love that I never used on the show, but I think about all the time, from Mamie West on Twitter. And it's, they tweeted this at us the week Abzu came out. It's Abzu Major Key Edition, and it's a screenshot of a Snapchat video from DJ Khaled where DJ Khaled is diving into a swimming pool and his trunks have fallen and his butt crack is out and the word vibes is written across the screen in the Snapchat like text
yeah, that's
window.
Pretty good.
Just a DJ Khaled, they don't want you to swim.
Oh man, a lot of
Sonic Generations, but with characters from good games like Mario and Ape Escape and Fred Flintstone, is what Paul C. Pace says. I'm just firing them up. I'm not screening these for quality first.
Open world RPG or MMO version of Chameleon Twist for the N64. Did we do? We may have done that one.
I don't think we did a MMO Chameleon Twist. I'd remember that. Kendrick Lamar Mario Kart.
How about this one from Chris Berg, ChrisBerg25? There are only two rules. Number one, you object to this wedding and must stop it. Two, you are a dog.
Is that really a rule?
It is for the game. So you're a dog and you're like, fuck this wedding, and you just goof it all up. And I think that you could do it. I think you have to be stealthy about it, right? Like, I think you can't just be like a big St. Bernard and you run and knock all the tables over. You could do that. Whatever. It'd be fine. I think the like more fun thing is like you're a little cute beagle and you got the ring strapped to your back and it's like you just don't want to walk down that aisle.
I also think there's some fun territory to explore where we create this incredible dynamic systems-based wedding and it's up to you to explore the environment, not totally unlike the game Hitman. The 2016 game Hitman.
Fuck that idea, it's trash. Here's a better one. Brian Lee sent this one in. Thank you, Brian. Game where you time travel to different eras and use your smartphone to convince people you're a wizard.
That sounds very fun.
What's, guess what, motherfuckers? It's 81 degrees outside. There's no satellites, so I don't know how I'm getting that data.
That's an important thing. Well, what are some apps that would still work, though? You could walk in and just kick over their abacus and show them the calculator app, and they would just all shit their pants.
They would shit their pants and die. Pokemon Go would work about as well as it works today.
Okay, right. It would also be about as fun to them as it is to me today.
What else? Oh, all my music, all my tunes. I could play those Carly Rae Jepsen B-sides. I would just be like, yo, Mozart, come over here, dog. And I put it right next to his ear, and I press play, and his mind would literally shatter.
You play him any song.
But then he writes a composition that is essentially Store from the Carly Rae Jepsen B-sides, and then it goes forward through history, and then Carly Rae Jepsen takes it and writes Store. Where did the idea come from?
Right. It's kind of a BioShock Infinite situation.
Yeah.
I'm worried that he would hear that deep, because there's a very deep, very stinky saxophone in the song Store, and I'm worried that would scare him very badly.
Oh, anything we do is going to scare the people very bad. I mean, me rolling up in my Pumas and my cargo shorts,
you already look like a wizard to them.
I'm going to look like some sort of space age alien
deadass,
man.
The fucking flashlight app alone would be
that's
the
all
thing.
I need. Like they would come at me with swords, and I'd be like, I would pull my phone out of my big cargo shorts and just be like, zim zam. And they'd be like, whoa, who is this short panted demon?
I think this game would only really be exciting for me if, you know how like the Fallout games have like 100 endings that you can read at the end? Like every time you end, it kind of acknowledges some of the stuff you did along the way. I would love it if you could see how what you do affects the future. That to me is the...
Yeah, I think you'd be able to jump forward and like be able to check it out. I think if I could travel back in time, I would just take stuff like a Bop It Extreme, and I would go somewhere where I know that in like 4,000 years, they dig up the stuff, and I would hide the Bop It Extreme really good in there. just to really put one over on those fucking
really
archaeologists and paleontologists. Like the paleontologists, oh, that would be the best. I would go to where I know they find
a brachiosaurus. The skeleton of the Pokemon unknown. No, you didn't. That's a Bopit extreme.
No, it would be even better than that. I would go to where they find like the skeleton of a brachiosaur, and I would go and dig it up in the past, only I'd remove the skull and replace it with a Bopit extreme, and then I would shovel it back in. So they'd be like, oh, we getting there, we getting there, going up the neck, going up the neck. What the fuck?
What is this? That's basically what the character designs for like Horizon Zero Dawn look like, though. There's one that's just basically a Stegosaurus with a Bopit extreme laid flat for its skull.
Yeah, fuck, that looks good. That game looks so tight.
Yeah, that was literally the only exciting part of that. We probably shouldn't talk about a press conference that all the listeners heard 3 weeks ago. But
yeah,
that PlayStation Neo or PlayStation Pro. Do you think by the time people hear this, we'll be used to hearing and saying PlayStation Pro?
Oh, PlayStation 4 Pro.
The Piss Forp.
The Piss Forp.
Piss Forp is pretty good.
It's okay.
No Piss Force. It's no Piss Force.
Nothing will be as good as the Piss Force. I think that might be the idea. Time travel pranking wizard game. Because I need to go back to go to fucking Huntington at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
But yeah, after this, October will begin in earnest. Griffin, I don't know about you. I have a lot of, I've started kind of behind the scenes pulling some strings, and I think maybe we get back into the having a guest on a semi-regular basis.
I think it has to be a
treat.
Yeah. A real treat to pizza.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm into it.
Sweet. I've got a few lined up that I am so head over heels excited for.
Good.
So.
I can't wait to talk to those people, whoever they end up being. And I can't wait to talk to you again in real time, Nick, and the audience in like a month. I'm gonna go leave now.
Okay, bye, Griffin. I'm gonna miss you.
Miss you too. Thanks for listening to Cool Games Inc. We'll be back normal next week. Stick with us. I'm Griffin McElroy.
Sorry, I took a sip of my.
You took a
water.
Ship of your water.
No problem, fun. Griffin, don't go to that Applebee's while you're in Huntington. I know it's nostalgic for you, but it's...
I never left the Applebee's.
Fun twist.
Yeah.